Every believer has a voice, and it's the voice of victory.
My God has made a way for me.
Proverbs 4:20. This is the healing prescription. My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear unto my sayings. Let them not depart from thine eyes. Keep them in the midst of thine heart. For they are life unto those that find them, and health to all their flesh. The cross reference says the Hebrew word is medicine. This is the prescription. This is the spiritual prescription for healing. And my son, attend to my words. Listen, consent and submit to my sayings. Let them, the sayings, the words, not depart from your sight. Keep them in the center of your heart, for they are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh. But now, come on. The prescription does you no good unless you take it.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
He said, put your eyes on my word and believe it and get it inside the spiritual system where it can work.
Yes.
And that's the prescription. You have to get it on the inside of you for it to work. Now, that was a great revelation to me. And then when this thing hit my back, Sunday morning, dear Lord, after Southwest, whoa. And it was an exceptionally tough meeting spiritually. And it took a lot to win the battle. And August the 4th. And I walked into my shower. And my shower doesn't have an enclosure. It just has glass around this way. And the shower head is here. And you just walk in here and you step down a step. And there's a tile bench there. And I just was like this. And I just pitched my washcloth over to that bench and I missed it. And it went in on the floor of the shower in the corner. Well, I'm just standing there, letting the water just as hot as I can get it and stand it. Had I done this, would have been one thing, but I didn't do that. I did this. Oh, I'm telling you, a disc exploded in my back. It knocked me to the floor on my face. I screamed, Gloria. She came running in there. I couldn't get up. I couldn't get off the floor. And I crawled out of the shower. And of course, Dr. Weider, he had just come with us back in about that time, a little while before that. And he and his wife, both chiropractors. And so Gloria called them, and they charged over there, and they went to work on me. Anyway, make a long story short, I was guilty of this again. And David called Dr. Colbert, and the two of them ganged up on me. And so they stuffed me in the airplane and flew me down to Florida. Anyway, and I'm down there, so I said, Lord, what is going on here? He said, the only reason you're spending time in the Word is to get, you're building faith to preach, not receiving healing. Now listen to me, because you can do this in the car business, you can do this as a medical practitioner, anything, as a preacher, a pastor, you can get so busy pastor in the church that the only thing you spend any time in the Word in is get a sermon out of it. Instead of receiving healing in your body or financially, and just let everything else just kind of happen. Amen. Well, that's what I was doing. And he corrected me for it. So we came back home. Well, I still have to preach. And I went out, of course, it was summertime. And I went out in the backyard and started praising God. And I got two heating pads. I'm in a lot of pain on this left leg. And I tied them both to my left leg and tied old bathrobe sashes around them and turned them up just as high as I could get them so one pain phased out the other one. And just started praising God. And then I just tied the racks a little bit and boy, here come the pain. So I started praising God louder and louder and louder. And Jesus said, why take ye the thought saying? Well, pain is a thought. So I started saying, I don't take the pain saying. I don't take the pain saying. No, I will not honor that pain by saying it. I won't honor it. I won't do it. Glory to God, I'm healed in the name of Jesus. And I'm out there then, and it settled down a little bit. I said, well, I've got to work on this. So I got my Bible. And I've got my heating pads all hooked up and I'm going in the Word and the Lord said, what are you doing? I said, I'm getting my message. Uh-oh, I did it again. I was in such a habit of it. I said, okay, here go the healing scriptures. You see all those tabs? Those are healing scriptures all through the Bible so that I can just flip from one tab to the next. Amen. And put them in my eyes and in my heart. Amen. And not let them escape. Why? In order to see myself well.
Amen.
To see myself well. To see myself healed inside. I don't care what the pain is. See myself well. I see myself well. I see myself well. I call myself well. I call things that be not as though they were. That's hard on people. You better learn how to do it. I mean, there may not be anything wrong now, but learn it. Establish it. Teach it to your children, your grandchildren. Amen. We don't talk this. We don't talk that in our house. No. I just soon cuss as to say I'm sick. Amen. I'm not going to do either one. No, I'm healed. I'm healed. I may have told you about it. It won't take me a minute. I'll tell you and then we'll go on. That first little red airplane. The night before, we got home and this great big, people call them ottomans, and they're not ottomans, they're footstools. I'm too country for ottoman, well, who's ottoman? I don't know anybody named ottoman. Anyway, well, the Ottoman Empire, but that's, you know, it's a footstool. What's the matter with you? Anyway, great big thing. And I did a very stupid thing. Gloria and the kids are already in bed. Well, we were home. I'm home. And I'm home. And I don't want to go to bed. I want to stay up and be home. So finally, I couldn't hardly keep my eyes open. So I headed to the bedroom. Now, this is truly the answer, how dumb can you get? I turned the light out and then walked across the room. And I kicked that big green footstool and I broke my toe. I heard it, pow, And I hollered, but I'd already learned, I hollered, "Oh, thank you, Jesus, I'm healed." Thank you, Jesus. Son, that hurt. And I went in there and went to bed and laid down real easy and went to sleep by faith. And, it hurt. I knew it was broken because it really popped loud. And, just the weight of the sheet on it hurt. And so, y'all forgive me for about what I'm about to say. Anyway, it's like when I open my eyes, the devil say, "Why don't you look and see? Look at your toe." I said, "I'm not gonna look at my toe." He said, "Your toe's black and blue. Look at it." I said, "No, I'm not gonna look at it. I have some very good friends. Their toes are black and blue all the time, or black all the time. I'm not gonna look at it, you understand?" And I did. I'm not looking at that toe. So I hobbled over there and got my socks out of the drawer. And I put my sock on the right one, and I closed my eye and put my sock on the left one. Never did look at it. Did not look at that toe. And, son. And I got in the car. And the airport wasn't, but, about 15 minutes away. And I used to work for the man that owned that airport, and I had flown this airplane. And I knew what good condition it was in. So I went over there, and I hobbled up to the desk, and I said, "Is Mr. Spinks in, please?" She said, "Yeah, let me get him." She said, what happened?" I said, I don't know, about 2:00 this morning, I kicked a big old green footstool and broke my toe. But Jesus said when he was on the earth, whatever you desire, when you pray, believe you receive it and you'll have it. And I prayed and praise God, I'm healed. Thank you. By the time I see, she'd already backed off about 3 or 4 steps. And I said, "I just want you to know I'm healed." "Oh, yeah, well, okay." So I went in, talked to Mr. Spinks, closed the deal on the airplane, and got in the car. Turned around this way. Now, if Brother Hagin said it, turn around this way. Turned around this way and put my feet in the car, and drove around the back behind the hangar where this little red Skyline was sitting. And I got around there, got out of the car. Whoa, glory to God, hallelujah. Got in the car, drove on home, and then I looked at my toe, and it's black and blue. But it was healed. My toe was healed. Don't you ever, ever yield your ground. Need medical help? Get it. But you go to faith first. Amen. You go believe God before you ever call a doctor. You go believe God before you say anything to anybody else.
Amen.
Now, when I walked in the kitchen that morning, Gloria's in there preparing breakfast, and walked in there, I said, "Good morning." She said, "Good morning." She didn't say a word. And I hobbled in there. She didn't say a word. I said, "Gloria, I want you to agree with me that I'm healed." "Oh," she said, "I agree with that in the name of Jesus." I said, last night, I kicked that big old green footstool in there and broke my toe. She said, "Well, you're healed. Glory to God." And just reached over and said, "You're healed." Amen. That's the way we live.
Yes.
That's the way you stay well. Yes. That's taking the prescription. Now, in times like this, I really didn't have time to go get the scripture. Now, that's the time when you need the word on the inside of you, and it just flies out of your mouth instead of saying, "My God, I broke my toe." No. "In all things give thanks, for this is the will of God for you." Huh? Isn't that what the scripture said?
Yes, sir.
Well, I don't give thanks that I broke my toe. But I give thanks in the middle of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. This is the will of God for me. And the power of thanksgiving in that time of trouble brought the power of God right into that toe immediately. And it just took a few hours for it to manifest. Thank you, Jesus. Now then, Hebrews 13:8. Oh, Jesus. And here, everybody in here probably can quote this, but this is the one you need to put your eyes on and feed your spirit on it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The book of Hebrews. Look at the book of Hebrews in my Bible. I was doing television with David Barton one day, and he said, where do you get a white highlighter? I said, what? He said, where do you get a white highlighter? And then I realized what he said. It was all yellow but a line or two. Anyway, and I told him, well, I only highlight the good stuff. But anyway, no, I highlight and then I underline the good stuff. Oh, glory to God. You can live in the book of Hebrews. You should. Until it really begins to speak to you. This is the covenant book. This goes into the covenant of the blood of animals. It goes into the covenant of the blood of Jesus. And it is magnificent. The Apostle Paul wrote it. It has his style. He talks about Timothy. And besides that, when Jesus appeared to Brother Hagin, took him to heaven, and in there, and Brother Hagin said, you know, there are times like that you wish you'd ask him all kinds of things, but you forget about it, but you're in the spirit. But he said, then in that moment, he said, I asked him, who wrote the book of Hebrews? He said, well, the Apostle Paul. So there you have it. And I mean, it's his style, and it doesn't make any difference anyway. But you know he did, the kind of education that he had in the scripture. And I love it. 13:7, remember them that have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of your manner of life. Jesus Christ, say it with me, the same yesterday and today and forever. Now Acts, glory to God. It's chapter 1. Acts chapter 1, verse 11. Verse 10, while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, say it, this same Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, this same Jesus. Yeehaw. This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as you have seen him go into heaven. Yes, he will. And this same Jesus, by his Spirit, in you, in me, and saturating this place, is here. This same Jesus that healed, this same Jesus that raised from the dead, this same Jesus. I know him very personally. Hallelujah. Now then, Psalm 145 in the Classic Amplified. We've already done this, but we're going to do it in the goodness of God. And we're going to look at something here again. Now, let's go down to That third verse, great is the Lord and highly to be praised. His greatness is so vast and deep as to be unsearchable. Verse 6, men shall speak of the might of your tremendous and terrible or awesome acts, and I will declare your greatness. I will declare your greatness. Not they will declare. They'll speak of your awesome acts, but I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth like a fountain the fame of your great and abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your rightness and justice. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, abounding in mercy and loving kindness. The Lord is good to all. He is good to all. I heard Gloria say, the sun will shine on anybody that'll get out in it. That's God being good to all. But it has to be received. You have to receive that by faith. So Matthew chapter 8. Are you okay?
Yes.
Glory to God. The 16th verse. When evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils. Now, this is what I was telling you yesterday, that I have on my mirror in my bathroom. And I look at this the first thing. Now, even in the hotel, I didn't have the mirror. I didn't have it up there, but I just quote it, right? It's the first thing I stick my face in that mirror is this right here. Well, 14th verse, when Jesus was coming to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lay with a sick of a fever. And he touched her hand, and the fever left her. She arose and ministered unto them. This was evening. Sabbath was over, so she got up and cooked supper. Obvious, they were hungry. They hadn't eaten. Anyway, when evening was come, they brought unto him many that were possessed with devils, and he cast out the spirits with his word and healed all that were sick. Say, he healed them all.
He healed all
that were sick. Matthew 12:15. Oh, this one just is stunning. 14th verse, when the Pharisees went out and held a council against him, how they might destroy him. But when Jesus knew it, he withdrew himself from there, and great multitudes followed him, and he healed them all. Hey, I'm telling you, this same Jesus, he is so easy to receive from him. He just healed them all. Anybody that would take it. He didn't heal everybody, but he healed all of them that would receive it.
God's word is life and healing to me. I am strong. My life is full of God's wholeness and abundant blessings.
Become God inside minded. Think like He thinks. Choose the healing and wellness He has promised you in His word with the Harvest of Health package. This life-changing set of resources includes And Jesus Healed Them All, a book by Gloria Copeland. God wants you well. And Jesus has already healed you, so take hold of His word as your prescription for life and health. The Healing Scriptures CD builds up your spirit in the word. Get rid of unforgiveness, choose to walk in love, and experience wholeness as you listen to anointed scriptures read by Kenneth Copeland. What you plant in your heart grows. The Harvest of Health, a mini book by Gloria Copeland, encourages you to take God's promises and confess them for your healing every day.
It's time to reap a harvest of health. Request your free Harvest of Health package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries at kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. Plant the seed of God's word into your heart and receive your harvest of health. Allow God's healing power to flow into and through your body. Offer good for 60 days. Outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Receiving from Jesus really is so easy because with Him, all things are possible. But without Him, you're limited to live in the realm of impossibility. Getting over onto the blessing side of life is as simple as making Jesus the Lord and the Savior of your life, inviting Him into your heart. Because when you give all that you are to Jesus, He fills you with all that He is, all that He has. And if you're watching this today and you've never been born again, then just pray this with me right now out loud. Say, Father in heaven, I come to You in Jesus' name. I believe in my heart that You raised Jesus from the dead. I confess with my mouth, Jesus is my Lord. I repent and I receive Your forgiveness. Take my life, Lord Jesus. Do something with it and fill me with Your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen to me. If you prayed that prayer, you are born again. You are saved. Saved from what, you're asking? Saved from hell in eternity. And bless God, saved from hell on earth. You can have days of heaven right here and now on this earth. And you can have that because you're part of the family of God. Everything Jesus bought and paid for with His life, He has given it to you as a free gift of His grace. You have access to all He is and all He has. And we want to help you understand more about that. To understand more about your new life in Jesus, that's why KCM has put together some free resources to give you. We call it the Salvation Package. In this package, you're going to find a book by Kenneth and Gloria Copeland called He Did It All For You. And along with this book, we're going to send you a couple of little brochures, and they're just here to help you learn how to read and how to study your Bible and find out what God has promised to you through Jesus. So to request your free Salvation Package today, just visit us online at kcm.org. And then what do you do next? You spend time with Jesus. You get to know Him as you worship, as you pray, as you read your Bible. You keep feeding your spirit with the Word of God, and you grow and you grow and you grow. You keep tuning into this broadcast and you hear the Word being preached. And as you hear the Word, faith grows. And I encourage you, in addition to all that, come be a part of a KCM event where the Word's being preached. And this is a great way to get strong in faith. As a matter of fact, the 2021 Word Explosion Military Salute begins tomorrow in Columbia, South Carolina, September 2nd. It runs through the 4th. You can watch these services online at kcm.org if you can't be there in person. And we invite you to join Brother Copeland and his guests in these three power-packed days full of teaching and preaching of the Word. It will change your life forever. Amen. Thanks so much for watching today, everybody. We'll see you again next time. Until then, remember that Jesus is Lord.